Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. It was a horror show for the Giants and Jets yesterday. ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Check us out on the app, man. I'm telling you, it's the easiest way to listen to us. You click more on the lower right-hand corner, scroll down, a live radio. Oh, damn, my shower's over. Got to turn off the radio. Nope. I'm in the car. I'm at work. Oh, it's 9 o'clock. Got to go in. Nope. You just put in your AirPods, whatever you got. Take us right with you inside. You don't have to miss a thing.
Ride with us.
Ride with us. That's right.
Have you ever been Michael Jackson for Halloween, Jay?
Probably, no. No.
Mm-mm. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Can you still be Michael Jackson for Halloween these days?
Yeah. Oof. You can see?
Hey, I think
I'm just saying, you around a lot of little
see,
kids.
See, you can still listen to the music.
Can't dress up like him.
But see, if you listening to the music and you playing the music and you beating to the music, can you not dress up like him?
I don't know. Like, put it this way. I still listen to Kanye. I won't wear Ye's though anymore, but I'll still listen to the music. I'm not advertising for him, in other words. I'm just enjoying the artistic product.
I don't know, Key. Too many kids, Halloween, not touching it. Third rail. Leave it alone.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
I'm sure. I bet you there's a lot of mics out there.
I'll bet
there
you many fewer
though.
Than they ought to be,
yeah,
or than they used
be.
To be, rather, and more than they ought to be, right?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because the conversation, obviously, with these costumes is kind of wild. People don't want people, you know. Jeffrey Dahmer, you can't dress like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Puffy last night was, he was out in the streets as...
The Joker.
Yeah. And he was legit.
That was a couple nights ago. Was it last night?
I don't know when it was.
Michael Jackson, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Kids knock it. Trick or treat. Guy opens the door in a Michael Jackson costume. Come over here. Get away from him.
Stop, man. Y'all crazy. What? I wouldn't have known that was Puffy until somebody said it.
Exactly.
Like, I would have just thought... They really, whoever did it, I mean, obviously it was a professional, makeup costume. Yeah.
What's your favorite Halloween costume you ever had, Key?
Favorite?
Yeah, that you ever had on. You ever go as like Darth Vader or something and it looked official or Batman?
See, as an adult, I really haven't done the whole thing like Jay talking about. I haven't done it. I want to do it. I just haven't had a chance to get there as a kid. We just... Whatever it was in the closet
just did it.
We had the little plastic stuff. We had that one. Go to Thrifty and get the little plastic mask. And
man, they were so much worse back in the day. Nowadays, even the cheap ones look official. Back then, it was like, just a little string in the back, the cheapest generic superhero thing.
Get one of them 50 thread count sheets and cut a hole in it.
So my favorite costume as an adult, because on Sports Nation, on ESPN, you know, this is going back 6, 7 years, 8 years, now, Disney had just bought Star Wars, and look at this. James dressed in full Ghostbusters regalia.
He's wearing a whole outfit.
Yates is dressed up as a Lakers fan. Look at this.
Yeah, I guess.
So on Sports Nation about 7, 8 years ago, whatever it was when Disney bought Star Wars, we had a whole Star Wars thing on Sports Nation. And we got to choose whatever character we wanted to dress up as the Disney people would make us a costume. So I chose Boba Fett. And had the freshest Boba Fett costume ever. I still got it in the closet, right? Like, I wore that for 2-3 Halloweens in a row with my kids because it looked so official.
Yeah. There's so much stuff you can't dress up now, though. Yeah. Like, you can't, Halloween was supposed to be for the scariness, right? Y'all mentioned Michael Jackson. You can't dress up like Jeffrey Dahmer, clearly, because of that whole deal. Another one you can't is the hobo. You can't be a hobo anymore because of... the nature where we are with all the homeless and stuff like that.
Right.
So people, you know, they don't want you doing that now, Jay. So in a minute, you're just going to be you. And I was thinking about dressing up as Jay, and I felt like if I did that, I might get in trouble.
Can't be a ghost because of a certain organization that sort of co-opted that whole look. So yeah, can't throw a sheet over, you know, like you can't just do that.
Remember that back in the day?
Yeah,
back in the day, you used to throw a sheet over you and cut the eyes out, but can't do that now.
Can't do that. Can't do I guess
Lizzo was dressed up as Mara Simpson, though. I mean, there's some outfits out there now. Mara Simpson.
Now, I always had a great Halloween idea that I can't do because my kids got too big and I'm not a seamstress. Like, I don't know how to make the costume. But I wanted, when my kids were babies, to dress up as the Empire State Building. Then I put them in a little King Kong suit, like a little gorilla suit, and then have them hold a Barbie doll.
We can't do
that. So now they're – well, I don't know how you feel about that. I could do that.
I don't think you want to refer to it.
My wife is like, oh, you guys, you know, let's go as Aladdin. And somebody's like, yeah, your son could be a Boo. I'm like, my son will not be a Boo.
Right. There's certain things that maybe you want to stay.
Will not be a Boo. Listen.
You can't dress up as anything anymore.
It's wild. But we'll have fun tonight trick-or-treating and doing our deal. Big bars, no small ones.
All right. You put me up on that. I never thought of the small ones as being cheap. I just thought that, you know, as a kid, I'd rather grab a whole variety of candy.
I didn't say cheap. Rex called you cheap.
No, you also called me cheap, both.
After Rex.
Yeah. After Rex, yeah.
I do. I would prefer as a kid to grab a handful of a variety of candy than have one candy bar or a couple candy bars and be, you know, have to.
Max going to be the guy giving out popcorn balls.
Getting out bricks of gold. Happy Halloween, kid.
Speaking of stereotypes, you know there's something called Hanukkah gelt. Gelt means money. Mm-hmm. And I always hated this because I'm like, wait, hold on. Why are we playing into this stereotype? And it's little fake gold coins, but it's really chocolate underneath, right? Oh. And I'm like, why are we giving out Hanukkah gelt on Hanukkah? Maybe don't do that if there are certain stereotypes. I'm very uncomfortable with this. Look, who had the more disappointing loss yesterday? The Giants or the Jets? The Seahawks beat the Giants 27-13. They were 6-1 going in, the Giants. Without a passing threat, they didn't have Bellinger, their promising young tight end that Daniel Jones obviously likes as a target. Their wideouts aren't much. Richie James dropped two. Like, special teams was bad, and James in particular, two fumbles. It was really the difference in the game. And they're on the road third time in 4 weeks, and they're in Seattle. Very good team and you know, big home field advantage with the crowd. Or the Jets on the – what's that?
And the mist.
And the mist. Key warned about the mist. He talks about the mist. He's right about that. And the Jets, on the other hand, have a chance to turn a corner as a franchise and beat the Patriots. But as Key would tell you, young quarterback, Bill Belichick, everybody calm down. So who had the more disappointing loss? Here is Daniel Jones on the focus he puts on yesterday versus the big picture.
A lot of focus to this game. There's a lot of things we need to correct, a lot of things we didn't do well enough today. So we'll look to shore those up. We'll look to make corrections. And, you know, we'll look back at the first half to some extent and see where we can continue to improve. But I imagine a lot of our focus will be on this game.
And there's Daniel Jones, kind of nice and easy, steady Eddie. This we're focusing on this week. Here's Zach Wilson, who played much more poorly than Daniel Jones did on his interceptions against Bill Belichick's Patriots.
I had some boneheaded plays. First, second interception, I really meant to throw that ball away. Dude closed on me faster, kind of had me leave the ball inside. Can't mess with that, got to sail it. And then the last one was just really, I really just wanted to make a play. I was sick of coming off the field, and I can't do that, you know, put my defense in a bad situation there. But no, all day I didn't feel like I let that stuff bother me.
Key more disappointing loss?
I would say it's the New York Jets. The Jets had a recipe for success that they've kind of been rolling. The New England Patriots are coming off a thumping against Chicago. Mac Jones back in the lineup after being benched. You had an opportunity at home against a team that kind of trying to find themselves when you are rolling. But I blame a lot of this on what they did from an offensive output. You got your quarterback dropping back 41 times in a game. You neglected to run the football on the attempt side, not necessarily yardage side, but give them some attempts. Show something, become a little more balanced, and I understand you're not going to pop every single run for 20, 25 yards, but at least you are giving the illusion as if you are trying to run the football. And then again, much like Zach Wilson said, he knew based on what he said that he made some mistakes in All you got to do is turn and throw the ball in the stands, man. Okay, this game is fast. This is not BYU versus Wyoming, BYU versus Reno. This is real big man football. They're going to close on you. Everybody in the league's fast. Take it, throw the ball in the third row. Just throw it in the third row. Live to see another down.
You see, I'm just going to go ahead and be the realist here. Neither.
You don't find either one disappointing?
Well, I mean, understanding what the Giants' gaps are from a wide receiver perspective, I understand that. I understand going on the road. Like Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones can only do so much. You need help. Got that. Still, Giants are in a great position, right? And I'm still very, very much happy with where the Jets are at in the big scheme of things. You lose Vera Tucker. You lose Breece Hall, who's having an incredible year. You get James Robinson in a trade, getting acclimated. Would you have liked to see him throw the ball more? I mean, run the ball more? Yes. Would you have liked to see Zach Wilson throw the ball less to a degree? Yes. But they couldn't get anything on the ground working. And by the way, they were still in the game.
Yeah,
they still had a legitimate chance to win the game. So am I disappointed? Yeah, but I'm not going to say, yo, that one's a big – I'm more disappointed in that one because that's –
they're both, Jay,
in good positions.
I'm more disappointed in the Jets' loss. You're right. Before the season, if you could tell you find out where both teams were, you'd say, yes, I'd sign up for that as a fan of either team. But I'm more disappointed in the Jets' loss because that's a winnable game for them. They are
it's
more
a
talented.
Winnable game for the Giants,
no,
too.
It's a little different. The Jets are more talented than the Patriots, and it's significant because that's a divisional rival, and you want to show at some point you can get by them. Also,
are they more talented than the Patriots?
I think they are.
Because I can make a case that having Bill Belichick as a schemer.
But that's not talent. That's coaching. But I would say that they're in year two with their head coach. They have a lot of talent on both sides of the ball, and they've been playing well. The Giants, on the other hand, I thought the Jets would beat the Patriots. I thought the Giants would lose to Seattle. They're on the road. As I mentioned, they went to London and came back, beat Aaron Rodgers, and then beat Lamar Jackson. That's tough. Then they go on the road again, even though it's not to Jacksonville, another close game. You're not going to win every close game. And then if you're on the road 3 out of 4 weeks and you're constantly traveling, now another long trip West Coast to Seattle, as Key says, the missed good six, as Jay, you would say sixth man. It's like there are two of them out there, two six men, 12th men, and like all that, plus they have receivers that you don't have. And even with all that, they were in the game. If special teams doesn't turn it over twice, who knows? So like the Giants, I saw this coming. I thought they'd lose this one. The Jets, it feels to me, it's not so much like Key, it's such a shock. It's that there was an opportunity to get over, to turn a corner.
It's an opportunity. You had great momentum. Where you had a team in New England coming to your stadium and trying to find themselves, trying to make decisions on the quarterback. You had an opportunity to do wonders. And I wonder what Jeremy Fowler would think about this, Max,
yep.
If in fact we are barking up the wrong tree or not.
If only we could find Jeremy Fowler. That's true, Key. That would be perfect. Oh, look at this. ESPN senior NFL reporter Jeremy Fowler, who joins us to play a little trade deadline buy or sell. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Jeremy, let's start, before we get to the Giants or the Jets, with Key's very own New Orleans Saints. Should they be buyers or sellers at 3-5 at the trade deadline?
Yeah, I'm also going to have to add a stand pat category because a few of these teams I think might not do anything. I'm going to have the Saints as light sellers. If somebody blows them away with an Alvin Kamara offer, maybe the Bills, somebody that they could use just like that game-changing running back, maybe they'll do it. Maybe a small defensive piece, but they actually feel pretty good about how they're moving the ball with Andy Dalton, and the defense you know is still going to be solid even though it's aging.
I think they just sit tight. They don't buy or they don't sell, and I know what we're saying here. They're sitting at 3-5. Look, they still feel that they could get things turned around and win that division, and I believe that that may be the case. I don't know that anyone at this moment in time are going to blow them away with the Alvin Kamara situation because that number of picks are going to be high.
Look, guys, there's a reason why Jameis Winston isn't playing. That's Andy Dalton, because the offense has been putting up a lot better numbers with Andy Dalton under center. I just hold pat. They're still in games.
Yeah.
I'm with Jeremy. Light sellers. They got blow them away and take something, but that division, who the hell knows what's going to happen there? Los Angeles Rams, Jeremy, at 3-4, just lost to the Niners. Super Bowl champs, defending Super Bowl champs, buyers or sellers at the deadline?
Buyers. Rams are always buyers. They've been looking pretty hard at pass rusher. They made a very big offer, I'm told, to Carolina for Brian Burns, the defensive end that they don't want to trade. So they could pivot to like a Bradley Chubb in Denver or one of those other pieces out there. I think they'll end up with a pass rusher. It would surprise me if they don't. Maybe it just doesn't come together, but they're looking.
Is there such thing as buying and selling? Because they're going to do a little bit of both. They got Cam Akers out there on the marketplace. He's not happy in his situation. You look at that, and also they're looking, much like Jeremy said, to add something on the defensive side of the ball. They miss Von Miller in the worst way.
Giants are 6-2, Jeremy. They're ahead of schedule. Should they be buyers or sellers?
I'm going to go with Key's sit-tight category. This is an accidental winner. That's what the Giants are, right? They were looking to save cap space and clean up their draft capital and all those things leading up to this year, thinking that they were positioning themselves for the future. And if we win games, great. And here they are at 6-2. So I could maybe see a small receiver move, but I'm told there's really nothing cooking right there on the Giants' front in that regard. And maybe a piece they would have traded before, like, say, a Darius Slayton, is actually producing for them at a position of need. So right now, probably sit tight.
I would say they're going to look in terms of the buying market, but they may not buy. They walk down the aisle, see what's there, read the ingredients on the back, and then look at the price and put it back on the shelf and keep it moving.
Yeah, I'm with you, Key. Take a light look at it. I mean, they've already been a seller, right? They already let go of Kadarius Toney. Like, great, got a third-round pick in exchange for it. Hold tight.
You know what? I'm going to reverse it. I think they are going to be buyers, but it's going to look like they're selling. What do I mean by that? They're amassing draft capital. So that should make you think, oh, well, they're sellers. But I don't think any moves they make are going to make them worse. They're going to get rid of stuff that they don't really need or that might be redundant. And the reason they're buyers is because that draft capital, they're looking at as, okay, we need to get an alpha receiver. We need a few extra picks to trade up maybe to grab them because we're winning. Something like that. So they'll be buyers but planning to buy in the offseason. Browns are 2-5, Jeremy. Buyers or sellers?
I got them as sellers right now. They got a few pieces that they could sell off. Running back Kareem Hunt, there's some interest in him. More as like a luxury to a contending team, not necessarily filling a need. You could look at anywhere from Buffalo to Philly, maybe even a Kansas City reunion. And then cornerback Greedy Williams, they've gotten a few calls on him. I could see him traded before Tuesday's deadline.
Yeah, I'm everything Jeremy just said, it pertains to the Cleveland Browns. They are certainly in a yard sale situation right now, moving on from Hunt and also Greedy Williams.
Jeremy, if you're the Bills, just seeing how that's a, you know, you got Von Miller in your defense. They're always looking to add, right? That running game, you know, having a guy like Kareem Hunt, what would you be willing to give up for Kareem Hunt?
Well, the Browns have been pretty firm, Jay, that it would take a fourth-round pick. And so that's really not too bad for a player who some still consider a top-10 running back in the NFL, somewhere in that top 10 to 15 range. And Buffalo, whether they want to admit it or not publicly, they would love to have, you know, an extra dimension in the backfield. Even though they really like Devin Singletary and all those guys, you know, there's a feeling around the league that, like Buffalo, that might even take them even further over the top. Now, they love their draft picks, might not want to part with a fourth-rounder. That might be too steep, so we'll see.
The Jets, Jeremy Fowler, ESPN senior NFL reporter, playing buy or sell at the trade deadline NFL with us right now. The Jets are 5-3. Disappointing loss against the Patriots, as Key and I and Jay were just discussing. Not so much because, my God, but only because, like, there was upside there and they failed to capitalize, getting over Big Brother, right, in the division at home. They're 5-3. Should they be buyers or sellers?
I could see them being buyers for an offensive tackle guard, maybe like a swing tackle, somebody to help them out. I mean, you see Zach Wilson still running for his life. They've had three starters out this year along their offensive front. Now, they should be getting George Fant, Max Mitchell back, a few pieces, but they could just use one more.
I think they're going to buy and they still in the – I mean, they're in the process of buying and selling. I think Elijah Moore could potentially be gone, even though they would love to hold on to him, but that's certainly – something salty going on with the New York Jets right now. And if they could find another offensive lineman, they certainly would do that.
Yeah, I agree with Key. I think they're both. Whatever adds value to your team moving for the future, because they have the talent.
Man, I guess you guys are right. Like, offensive line nowadays, you need your five starters. You need, like, three offensive linemen who are almost starting caliber and versatile, can play all over the line. How many lines are just depleted this year that have – seem to have wrecked seasons, including Tom Brady's Bucks. Okay, yeah. The Broncos are 3-5, Jeremy. They got a win in London.
Yep.
Buyers or sellers?
I'm going to go seller. They're definitely not buying, that's for sure. They have good tight end depth. I can see them parting with the tight end. You mentioned the Giants. They can maybe use an extra piece there with Daniel Bellinger out. Bradley Chubb, it would require a huge offer to get him. Their defense has been so good. I really don't think they want to trade any of those guys unless they're blown away by an offer. And, you know, the receiver, that's with Jerry Jeudy and K.J. Hamler and some of those guys, that's cooled down a little bit because the Broncos figure, hey, we got to move the ball somehow. We're already struggling. Do we want to subtract from our equation here and make it even worse? And you saw some of those guys showed signs of life yesterday in London. So
I think they're sellers, considering there's a couple teams out there that could certainly use a top-notch young wide receiver to help the quarterback out. And then Chubb, obviously, we mentioned about the Rams. They've done business in the past with the Denver Broncos. You got to watch that closely.
Yeah, I would agree with the Q on the sellers. I just would say it. Watching Jerry Jeudy and Russell Wilson over the last couple of games, they have found their rhythm offensively. And that's a relationship that I think for him is trustworthy.
Commanders are 4-4, Jeremy Fowler. Buyers or sellers at the deadline?
They would love to sell William Jackson, the cornerback. I don't sense much buzz there right now. Teams could be waiting for him to be released. So that's really the move. Other pieces that have been implicated, like defensive tackle Daron Payne, running back Antonio Gibson, I'm told they have no interest in trading. So really, they're mostly a sit-tight team unless there's that cornerback move for Jackson somewhere.
Yeah, there is no buy or sell with the Commanders. They're not even looking.
All right. How about the Falcons at 4-4, Jeremy? Buyers or sellers? Trade deadline.
I got them sitting tight. I don't really think much is going to happen. You're talking about the NFC South division leaders. I mean, what more could you want, right? Like, they have some holes, but this is a team that's like the Giants. They're accidental winners. I mean, like, of course, they want to win, but the way the roster is set up, they had to clean house the last 2 years, just the way it was. Now, they got like $100 million in cap space next year, and they're pretty good right now. So they're loaded up for the future. They're good.
Man, the Falcons and Giants, Key, right? Like,
they're just sitting tight. There's nothing. There's nobody out there that's going to all of a sudden make them Super Bowl favorites.
Right. And on the other hand, it's like it's tempting because the division's so weak and they're so much better than they expect. All right. That is Jeremy Fowler, ESPN senior NFL reporter, as always. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
So all that said, are the Giants going to trade for a receiver before the deadline? Will they be buyers?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The New York Giants, the fact that they want to make this a nice race in the NFC East.
It's the Cowboys, guys. They are the best team in the NFC right now.
Philadelphia and Dallas are in anybody's top five.
But the Eagles feel like the new dogs of the NFC East.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. I just assume that's for James today, who's dressed as one of the Ghostbusters. Which one? Do we know which one of the Ghostbusters our very own James is dressed at as?
In a neighborhood.
We get a shot of that or no?
No.
Maybe not.
What was that scene when they were
Which running? Ghostbuster are you, James? I don't remember.
They were running up the Statue of Liberty. Remember, they were all out of breath. Remember that one?
Vaguely.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I could hear the sound effects that James's costume is making.
The costume is making it, or James is making it?
James, the costume is making noise right now.
I see.
Can you hear that?
Don't call.
No.
You ever play with action figures as a kid, like a little Star Wars action figure, something like that?
Yeah, like
James
a lightsaber.
Still plays with them.
You make
now.
And you make the sounds when they're shooting the lasers, pew pew, or whatever you do.
Bing, bing, bing,
yeah, yeah,
bing,
yeah, yeah.
Bing.
When the light is green, the trap is clean.
What?
I'd love to hear. That's something I like to throw the phone lines open to. Let me hear your best action figure sound that you play.
Have you ever seen Dinner with Schmucks? Have
no.
you ever seen this? Oh, you have to see this.
I don't think you
movie.
Can even say that word on the air.
Steve Carell, you have to see this
you know
movie.
What, you
Zach Galifianakis.
I won't tell you what that word means in Yiddish.
Good. Oh, God. Good. Here we go. You're going to get canceled, Jay.
I'm going to get canceled for saying dinner with Schmucks?
No, oh, yeah.
It's a movie.
No. It's not an offensive word in that way. It just means something literally in Yiddish that I'll tell you off air. I wouldn't repeat that word.
I didn't even
word.
Know I was
see, no, you're just cursing. You're not offending anyone. You're just cursing.
Just tell you say, all right.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm never saying that.
What are you doing? That's stupid.
But it could be like a fool or something, right? But that's not how it translates, literally.
I was talking about the Paul Rudd movie. That's all. I don't want to get canceled.
Are the Eagles the best team in the NFL? Key?
I don't know.
I thought she was getting ready. Max, I thought you were getting ready to say, the Eagles are the best team in the NFL. Open up the lines, blah, blah, blah. I didn't know what you were doing.
It's okay.
You know they are because of the record being undefeated at 7-0. But what I would say is the Dallas Cowboys, and this is the NFC we're talking about. We're not talking about the league. The Cowboys with Dak Prescott underneath the center feel like a different team to me than when they had Cooper Rush. Mm. It just looks explosive, clean.
It does.
Even though they're doing the same kind of sort of thing, running the ball, playing good defense, and he's not turning the football over. It just, the ball comes out different. It might be the same out route, but the ball comes out different.
And Key, they weren't doing what you said. Not only is that right, and he can make those three or four throws a game that Cooper Rush can't, but what do you say about if you have a real good team and you play a bad team?
You should blow them out.
And that's what happened.
You got to take them to the woodshed and treat them like a bad team.
That's what
they're
doing now.
You're not supposed to have bad teams hang around. You're supposed to really take advantage of them.
They were winning close games with Cooper Rush, and it looked right and everything. They had the same kind of game plan with Dak, and they're spanking teams.
Yeah, Dak could pull it. Dak got the RPO game. He taking it running for the touchdown. It's just a different feel.
See, the Eagles have all the answers, in my opinion, but I don't think they're the best team because my best team has to be battle-tested. I have to see.
They haven't
proven
they're the best team.
That they're the best team yet.
So the Bills?
I say the Bills are.
I think a lot of people
just because number one defense, number one offense. I saw them beat the Rams. I saw them beat the Chiefs. I know it's only the regular season. Postseason will be something different. But
James,
to me, I feel like I know what I can expect against high-end competition.
Well, listen.
Well,
and
here's what I would say, though. When we start talking about the Bills, Max.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs, the Cowboys, and the Eagles. I'd like to see the Bills going to Philly. I'd like to see Philly going to Kansas City. I'd like to see Kansas City go into Philly. Dallas in the – you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Let's see what it looked like when they play these teams at home.
Mm-hmm.
And what will it be? I know Buffalo has an advantage at home. But can Buffalo go into Philadelphia and do the same things that they do at home?
Man, the Bills and the Eagles remind me of each other. The difference is Josh Allen, they built around right away. And Jalen Hurts was kind of like second round. And, okay, yeah, he will get the job. But like Josh Allen, once they made that decision, Howie Roseman did, he built around him, including getting him A.J. Brown. So you really see, just like when they got Diggs for Josh Allen, what he's capable of. I'd love to see them do that in New York for Daniel Jones. Go get him an alpha receiver. And here is a former Giants wide receiver and two-time Super Bowl champion. And Dominic Hickson, known as a return specialist, but I remember there were a couple games like you pop for 100 yards, if I'm remembering correctly, and then would get hurt the next week. I'm like, damn, need this guy to stay on the field. This guy is explosive. You're part of the Life After an 8-part docu-series that follows 12 retired NFL players as they navigate life after their professional football careers, offering viewers a glimpse at the men behind the uniform. How are you doing this morning, Dominique?
Man, I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good, good. Glad to have you. Are you surprised that you know about the outcome of the game yesterday for the New York Football Giants?
You know, it's tough playing up in Seattle. You know, definitely a tough place to play, and I am surprised. You know, of course, we, you know, being the Giant, we want to win every game. So yeah, surprised at it, but you know, great start to the season. You know, great start, and you know, they'll keep the momentum going after this week.
How does Daniel Jones look to you as the starting quarterback this year for the Giants opposed to the past several years?
Man, he just looks so much more comfortable. His decision-making seems to be, you know, more precise and more confident. And like I said, he just looks really comfortable in the offense. And then, you know, with Saquon back having a tremendous year, the defense playing some lights-out defense, I mean, they got all the makings to be a great team, and I think they're headed in the right direction.
Nate, do you think they're missing, obviously, a big-time wide receiver? Like a guy that we throw out names, like a guy like Michael Thomas, if he were to ever become available, like, would that be the missing piece?
Yeah, you know, I think right now they're doing what they need to do. Would it be great to have maybe a bigger name? Yeah, but the guys that they got now could definitely get it done. This kind of reminds me of a conversation, you know, when I used to play there. You know, they were talking about big names, and, you know, and I remember sitting there being number three receiver, number four receiver. I'm like, I'm just waiting for my opportunity. So hopefully those guys, you know, they're listening. They take advantage of the opportunity.
Can they compete in the NFC? Can they really compete? I know Absolutely. The record says one thing, but can they, when they get down to it with Dallas and Philadelphia, and we saw them against Seattle, can they really compete and make a run?
Oh, no doubt, man. I mean, like I said, I think they got everything going for them. You know, and the more games they're playing, the better they're looking. And like I said, yesterday being a little disappointment, you know, taking a loss. But again, like I said, I think they got everything they need. And, you know, this being year one, like I said, they're just going to get better from here. But I definitely think they're going to compete, and they're going to have a shot at the NFC, you know, East title. But, you know, as we know, having that title is one thing, but, you know, going and winning Super Bowl is a whole nother thing. So I'd rather take the Super Bowl over NFC East title.
So Dominic Hixon, as I mentioned, former Giants wideout and two-time Super Bowl champion, part of the Life After series, an 8-part docuseries that follows 12 retired NFL players as they navigate life after their professional football careers, gives you a glimpse into the men behind the uniform. Now, I know someone pretty well from Pensacola, Florida, and that would be the great Roy Jones Jr., who in his prime was the best I ever saw. I mean, that guy was something else. I worked with him for years at HBO doing boxing, but you traded your cleats for a fishing rod, and you launched Pensacola Fishing Charters, huh?
Yeah, so we're the Super Bowl fishing team, and yeah, we do charter fishing. So we take people out and go fish, and we do everything from red snapper to blue marlin to yellowfin tuna. I mean, you name it. Ain't nothing like catching fresh fish.
Getting me hungry. Oh,
so in other words, you can ship me some of that redfin tuna, huh?
We'll get you some red snapper, and then we'll get you some fresh yellowfin and maybe some fresh swordfish.
Let me tell you something. Key will fillet it for you with a fork and a knife real quick, like pro style. Seen him fillet a fish.
No doubt.
The bone looks like Tom and Jerry when they just sucked all the fish off and it was just the bone left. That's how Key fillet it like that in about 1 second. All right, that is Dominic Hixon, former New York Giants wide receiver, two-time Super Bowl champion. Appreciate your contributions to Big Blue. Dominic, best of luck with the docuseries.
I appreciate it. Go Giants.
That's it.
All right, baby.
We look ahead to Monday Night Football now. Is it already a lost season for the Cleveland Browns?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
DJ Moore's unsportsmanlike penalty cost Carolina the game, you guys think?
It contributed to it. Let's put it that way.
It was a hell of a catch, Key. Ooh, boy.
Yeah, but you get the penalty, you hype, you take your helmet off, you get the penalty. Now your kicker, you completely change his mind. Now he thinking, damn, I got a kick from 40 opposed to whatever it was, 25.
But, Key, this is where I have some gripe with the NFL sometimes. How is that unsportsmanlike conduct? Like, you catch a bomb in the end zone to tie the game. You take off your helmet in a celebration. How is that unsportsmanlike?
Yeah, to me, unsportsmanlike is...
I don't know, but it's the Keyshawn Johnson, Emmitt Smith rule. Mm. Yeah. They put that in back then.
That's wild.
Can't show anyone your face, otherwise they might get to know you. You'll have too much power.
It's only about the shield.
Yeah, it became that rule because me and Emmitt would take off our helmet. And they just, you know, no fun league.
No. That's crazy to me. But you got to make that kick,
though. But you got to know not to do it in that situation, especially.
Yep.
And it contributed. Now, here's what I would say: you got one damn job, man. Kick the field goal.
But you know they're not going to be 100%. It's just life, man.
PAT, whatever you want to call.
They're
it.
They're not going to be 100%, Key. If you do it enough times, you're going to miss.
Adam Vinatieri was 100%.
But he wasn't.
No, literally he wasn't, Max, but I'm saying my odds with him kicking it is going to be greater than him missing it. That's why you're a professional kicker.
No doubt, but same thing here. Like my point is, you can say it's your job. I totally agree. It's a blunder if they don't make it, right? You know, on the other hand, unsportsmanlike penalties, it's a killer because the penalty for it's so out of proportion with what just happened. You know what I mean? To me, I know they like to do it in chunks of 5, 10s, and 15s. Give them a couple of yards maybe. Like, you know, it's just – it has such an outsized effect on the game that anytime someone does something that's clearly against the rules, it's like, come on, man, what are you doing?
Max, just kick and make the field goal, please. That's all I need you to do. I don't need no excuses. You sit over there and practice every day for about 3 or 4 hours, and you play dominoes. You over there playing soccer with the ball. You might go into the gym and chill.
You take a billion free throws, and the best free throw shooter is going to miss it sometimes. And it's right there.
And I say the same thing about him.
It's the law of averages.
And I say the same thing about him. Make the damn free throw, Jay. I don't want to hear nothing else. Yeah. I don't want to hear they was with signs up behind the basket.
Yeah, with the money on the line, you got to make it.
I don't want to hear anything. Make the damn free throw.
Money on the line, you got to make it.
You just knew they were going to lose the game after he missed the field goal. You just knew it.
Don't get hit with unsportsmanlike penalty. It drives me nuts. It drives me nuts as a fan. Like, are you kidding me?
Don't show your face.
After you did
NFL.
Something good, too, stop. Take it all away.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio. You can find us right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All right, so listen, people have strong feelings about candy corn. They don't like them.
Key, you going to dress up tonight?
I think I do have a costume.
Yeah.
What? I was about to say, I had to think. I do have a costume. I didn't go to the costume parties over the weekend, so I still have my costume because I couldn't go anywhere. I stayed in the entire weekend because of my voice. Yeah. So I didn't want to go to the Halloween stuff and be talking. And, you know, I just said I'd just stay in. And so I'm going to use my costume tonight.
But what's your costume?
It's the heist. It's the
Robin Banks?
It's heist. It's the Netflix show where they got
doing
the
all that. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Good costume. It's the mask, and they all wear the red suits.
Huh. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's called Money Heist.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, bank robbery, Jay? Whatever you want to call it, Jay. Yes.
What are you going? What's
I think
costume,
I'll be okay
Jay?
In my neighborhood, though.
Yeah.
What you going
to
ask,
Jay?
It's going
to lead me to so many different conversation points, Keith.
Well, that's what I said. I think I'll be okay in my neighborhood.
Right.
You know, I it's so interesting. You said this. I saw Chris Brown. And Chris Brown was dressed up, and they were dressed up like the bank robbers from
either Dead Presidents or
no, not Dead Presidents
or the other one with Keanu Reeves.
No, no, the ones in Boston, the one that they robbed.
Oh, Denzel
the town.
Washington.
The town, they was the town, dressed up like the ones in the town, but they had the real stuff on. Looked like it came from the studios. And I said to myself, "You better be glad that your ass is at a party." Because if not, who knows how it would end.
Mm-hmm.
So, who are you going as, Jay? You dressing up?
My daughter's going to be Jasmine from Aladdin.
So who are you going to be?
I'm going to be Will Smith, the genie.
I see, I never saw the live action one. I don't even know Will Smith did a live action
one. What?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to pay you. Come on, man. Aladdin, my kids were not watching Aladdin by then. So
there's nothing, doing TV, talking about media, nothing ever crossed about.
Maybe now that you mentioned it, I don't know.
All right. What are you going to be?
So I'm not going to – I have that Boba Fett costume I told you about that Disney people made me on Sports Nation when we got to choose Marcellus Wiley dressed up as Yoda.
That's like 20 years ago.
Michelle Beadle did Han Solo. That's the only thing I've been wearing.
The same outfit official. From 20 years ago?
I don't really go – this is what my daughter wants to do.
Max is boring as hell.
Yeah.
He is not going anywhere. He'll sit there and tell you he's watching the 1968 rerun of the Yankees. That's what he's going to do.
Not 68. They were no good, but you got the idea. So, I'll watch Yankees Rewind all day. Bernie Williams in 96 playoffs. Oh, please, I'm in. Hey, my daughter wants to do next year me as the Mandalorian and her as little baby Yoda.
Okay, I like that one. Yeah.
Anyway, the Monday Night Football preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Uh-huh.
The Bengals cover the 3 points on the road at Cleveland. That's the first leg of this parlay for me. Hey, something just happened. I just lost the audio. Did you, Jay?
There it is. Now it means it's coming back.
Malfunction.
All right, little malfunction. We're back, though. So, what you got?
So I got the Bengals covering the 3 points on the road at Cleveland.
Okay, I got Cleveland with one of that D-line. They allow so many rushing yards per game. I'm going to take Joe Mixon over 67.5.
I like what you got, Key.
T. Higgins over 5.5 catches in this game. No Jamar Chase. They're going to get T. Higgins the ball. He's going to ball. He's going to do his thing. That is what it is, baby.
Good call. I'm feeling very good about this parlay, guys. It all lines up one after another, and I think I feel good about this.
What's our parlay record? We hit one, right?
I don't know what we did last
week. We hit one parlay.
We've hit one parlay. Doesn't matter if you guys get one right and everyone else.
That's what I said.
The one cancels.
But yeah, we've hit one. Yeah.
It's a team, yeah. Yeah. That's why you don't hit parlays a lot. So when
it's not my fault because I always pick the right one.
That's not true.
That's untrue.
That's patently false.
That's propaganda.
No, it's not. It's legit.
The Monday Night Football preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance gives you protection on the phone, online, or on the app 24/7 because things happen 24/7. Quote at progressive.com.
Just remember my starting five.
Yeah.
Snickers.
Snickers.
Kit Kat.
Okay.
Starburst.
Mm-hmm.
Reese's.
Okay.
Cups.
Got it.
The cups.
And what else?
Do you remember the fifth?
You had a 100 gram bar in there.
Oh, 100 gram bar, yeah.
Nah, man. Come on, man. I love that might be the best one. Starting five, M&M's.
Peanuts, M&M's sitting on the sideline. We'll figure them out because they get to moving around too much.
Both James and Yates said that's an old man candy.
Yeah, 100 grand is an old man
candy. But it's good, man. It's good.
No, it's not. You put it in the freezer?
Oh, it's good.
Well, who's your Russell Westbrook key? Who's coming off the bench?
Peanut M&M's, you're saying.
Peanut M&M's.
Yeah, okay, I like that. That's all right.
Yeah, they're going to replace. Depending on how the 100 grams do, it just depends on who we playing in the flow.
See you tomorrow, 6 a.m.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.